So I'm going to ask that we speak about the minhag that many people have, that many shuls have, that they blow shofar during the silent Shmoneh Esrei, where that comes from, why people do it, why yes to do it, why not to do it. I know personally, growing up when I was a kid, I davened at the Young Israel Bar in Cedarhurst, and we always blew shofar during the silent Shmoneh Esrei. I only later found out that that's strange, that most Young Israels do not do that. Most non-Nusach Svard shuls don't do it. Chassidim do it. Chassidim blow shofar during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei, and Nusach Svarad shuls are typically Chassidish shuls. That's what they do. Where does this come from? So it happens to be that even within the non-Chassidic Nusach Svarad world, there are those that do blow shofar during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei. Soloveitchik famously encouraged the blowing of the shofar during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei. He thought that if the shul is going to go crazy when you do it, and they're going to tell the rabbi, this is crazy, we don't want to, he didn't think it was worth a fight, but he thought that if the rabbi is really in charge, and he really gets to make that decision, that shul should be encouraged to, particularly if it's a smaller shul, where it will be not so confusing, and it won't cause as much of a fight. But he thought in a larger shul, there's likely to be somebody who's going to be very upset by it, so maybe not worth the fight to change the minhag. But otherwise, he thought even change the minhag and have the blowing of the shofar during silent Shmoneh Esrei. So why? So in order to understand this, it's important to know where we first find this minhag. So the truth is, it's a very old minhag. The Aruch is quoted by Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah as saying that in the same line where the Aruch teaches us a different minhag, the Aruch says, you know, there's a minhag to blow 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah. That very same line, he says, and how do you do the 100 kolos? Well, you do 30 right at the beginning, right when you make the bracha. You do 30 during the silent Shmoneh Esrei, 40 during Chazaras Hashatz, and you break it up in such a way where you do 30 kolos during the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So in the very same breath where he tells us about Mea Kolos, and the Aruch is an old sefer. This is going back a long, long time. Tosfos quotes from the Aruch. It predates the Balei HaTosfos. However, the way the Aruch quotes it doesn't make it sound like it was the minhag of all of Klal Yisrael. He says, Halin de mechamri, those who are machmir, to blow 100 kolos, this is how they do it. They do the 30 kolos. Sounds like it wasn't necessarily something that that everyone had done. In the Sefer HaManik, a little bit later on, he says, Shamati ki b'medinos bavel token mea kolos. I heard that in Medinos Bavel they have this minhag. So again, reporting that not everyone does it, but that it was a minhag. And not just a chumrah, but a minhag. However, the Magen Avraham and the Sfarad Shulchan Aruch paskins, ein linhog kein lechatchila. He quotes Knesset Gedola, saying also, ein linhog kein lechatchila. One should not do it. So, question is, why not? What's the problem with blowing shofar? Meaning, certainly we have such a din in the Gemara that a person is supposed to blow al seder abrachos, that there should be tkios for malchios, tkios for zichronos, tkios for shofros. We have those three sections of the Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to blow al seder abrachos, so why not during the silent Shmoneh Esrei if you can do it during Chazaras Hashatz? What's the difference? So a couple of reasons why not. First of all, in general, one is not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, even if it's a really nice thing. Like, let's say you want to bless Hashem for creating fruits of the tree in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to take out an apple and say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melechem Bar Priya Eitz. That's a hefsik right in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. So you're not allowed to just go stop and do other mitzvos in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore it might be considered a hefsik to blow shofar in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. Soloveitchik thought that that's not a problem because shofar, he had a whole mahalich where he suggested that shofar is not another mitzvah aside from tefillah. Shofar is a chelek of tefillah. It is a type of tefillah. There's tefillah that involves words, where we formulate words, and then there's the wordless tefillah, the tefillah that we can't even come up with the words to properly express what we're trying to say, so we just cry out. And that's why the shofar is ginuch eganuch, yalil, the Gemara says, it expresses, it's done in a way, it mimics the sounds of crying. The second potential issue or problem would be changing minhagim, meaning that if the minhag is that you don't blow during Silent Shmoneh Esrei, how can you go and change the minhag? The Avnei Nezer has a long tshuva about this, not so long, a reasonable size tshuva, and some tough memvav in Or HaChaim, where the Avnei Nezer, it's interesting, Avnei Nezer is a Hasidish Rebbe, he was the Sakachav Rebbe, but the Avnei Nezer, and he was a son-in-law of the Kotzker, father of the Shem Yishmuel. I know a little bit about the Avnei Nezer, but the Avnei Nezer did not like the Hasidish Minag over here. He was, as much as Rav Salvechik is an anomaly in the Misnagdish world, liking this Minag, the Avnei Nezer was a bit of an anomaly in the Hasidic world. He did not like this Minag at all. And he says, Ki einen nachon klal l'shanos ha-minag. It's not correct at all to be Mishana the Minag. And he said, if not for the fact that I was a Hasidish Rebbe, I wouldn't blow during Sanan Shmoneh Esrei either. He said, what am I going to do? All my balabatim are Hasidim, so they insist that we blow during Sanan Shmoneh Esrei. So if not for the fact that I was a Hasidish Rebbe, I would really get rid of this minhag, but there's nothing I could really do about it. So he doesn't like the idea of changing the minhag. Now, that's not so pashut that that's a problem either, because what makes it a change of the minhag? The change of the minhag, calling it a change of the minhag makes an assumption that the minhag was the other way at first. So let's say you have a shul, you're starting a shul. They don't have a set minhag. So you can call it changing the minhag of a community, of a Mesorah. Well, at some point it changed, because we know from way back in the times of the Aruch they were already doing this. So is that really called changing a minhag? If a shul already has a minhag, maybe that's changing a minhag. But if you don't have a minhag, it's not called changing the minhag of the whole community or something, or changing a Mesorah. The third potential problem that Avnei Nezer says is that he heard from the Kotzker that Orani Osik B'Malchios for Token B'Zichronos. A very practical problem that not everyone davens Shmoneh Esrei at the same pace. Rav Salvechik would solve this problem by announcing before Musaf that he's going to daven a little louder than usual, his silent Shmoneh Esrei, so that everybody could hear and say it at the same pace as him. Rav Salvechik davened pretty quickly, so everyone had to keep up with him so that they can have the tekios for Malchios, at Malchios for Zichronos. They say Rav Salvechik davened loud all the time. He was makbid to Mashmiel Azno, and he didn't realize how loud Mashmiel Azno was, that everyone always heard him. So it was pretty much the same on Rosh Hashanah, but everyone heard him, and they tried to keep pace with him. But the Avnei says, if you're going to be off, so then it's going to ruin the whole thing. It's going to ruin the whole Seder at Tzikios. I'll Seder the brachos of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. A fourth potential problem is that some people might not yet be up to it, but the fourth problem is some people might have davened much more quickly than the chazan. And if they're davening more quickly than the chazan, they're just going to be sitting there doing nothing for the rest of the tefillah. That's not, or till the chazan catches up to them. That's not good either, because you're not supposed to be mafsik with shtika either in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. There's a whole halacha about shah kedei ligmar es kula, that if you pause for long enough to finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei, there are some people that when they daven a Rosh Hashanah, it's not very different than the way they daven a Monday morning shacharis during the rest of the year. The whole shah kedei ligmar es kula for them is just a few minutes. So a lot of times, if you're in a shul where the chazan or the rabbi or whatever is davening a little slower, they could run into problems of shah kedei ligmar es kula. So why yes, why would... And then the fifth problem is that people, Knesset Gedolah points out, it's confusing to people. Sometimes people find it confusing to have a tekios, and especially people might be familiar with the idea that there's a makri normally for tekios shofar, and you might have a makri during Sanan Shmoneh Esrei, and that's definitely problematic, because you have someone calling out words in the middle. So you don't want to confuse people in terms of the tzura of how tekios are done. So why would you do it? The simple reason to do it is, like we said, that there are nine brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to be tokea al seder brachos. Why should the San Shmoneh Esrei be any different than the Chazaras Hashatz? Now there are those Rishonim that are quoted by the Rosh in the Seches Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh quotes from the Ritz Geis that there are those that said only seven brachos in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chazan would say nine. So you could understand that would be the basis of a minhag not to blow shofar during Salon Shmoneh Esrei, right? If they said only seven during Salon Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazan would say nine, because al seder brachos, malchus achronos shofros would only be by the Chazaras Hashatz. But we, who say nine during the Salon Shmoneh Esrei also, maybe it's very mistaver that we should have a set of tekios for each malchus achronos and shofros. It also could be that there's a very, very strong connection between the tekios and the tefillah. And it could be that the shita of certain Rishonim of Rashi and the Ravid, that if you have tefillah without tekiyos, it could be that it's even ma'akiv each other, that you're not even yotzei tefillah properly without tekiyos. So that's the basis of this minhag. Just a couple of points to be aware of, though. The Torah in Siman Tavkuf Tzad Yalav says that the Yechidim don't say Hayom Haras Olam during the Silent Shemon Esrei. Beis Yosef says, yeah, you do. That Sfaradim do say Hayom Haras Olam even during Silent Shemon Esrei. So in the Sefer Shara Kolol, Perek Mem Gimel Sif Zayin, he explains that it's totally on this issue. Ashkenazim don't do it because they don't want to create a hefsek with piyutim in the middle of Shemon Esrei. But Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky points out that if your minig is to not blow, but you're davening in a minion that is blowing, then you also shouldn't say Hayom Haras Olam, because you hold that that's a hefsek of a piyut personally, where you can't control what the shul's going to do. But you shouldn't say that piyut if that's really your personal minig. That's Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer Kovitz Halachos, Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches, Os Ches, suggests. Also, if you're not up to the tekiyos, you should silently listen to the tekiyos and only say Hayom Haras Olam when you get up to that point. Meaning, if you are following the shul's minhag and they are doing tekiyos during the tefillas la'achash, so you do say Hayom Haras Olam, but not when they blow the tekiyos, because you can't do that right in the middle of a bracha. So you silently listen to the tekiyos when you get up to that point. You say also there's a machlokas whether to say Aresha Sfasenu in the Silent Shemon Esrei. Mat Ephraim says no. But the Das Torah of the Marsham in Simtav Kuv Tzadi Beis Os Aleph, he says Lo Eda Lama the Kishatokin Belachash Nir Lama Gamareshas. If you're doing the Tzkios, so you do the whole thing that goes along with the Tzkios. Hayom Haras Olam and the Areshas Faseinu. I believe the minig is not to, if I'm not mistaken, that they skip the Areshas Faseinu and the Silent Shemon Esrei. Anyone daven in such a shul and remember? No? Okay, so I believe the minhag is not there. They do Yom Haras Olam, but not the Areshes Faseinu. So that's a little bit of what's behind the minhag to blow shofar during Silent Shemon Esrei, and why it is that so many others do not like that minhag. Okay.